Thank you, John. Our final group of stories from this week's evening news share an environmental theme. We will learn why an ornithological charity based in Thetford was inappropriately hit by a Twitter ban. Yes, you will observe, the bird lovers do tweet. Oscar, the otter, has been spotted again in the centre of Norwich. Extinction Rebellion have been protesting against sewage being dumped in rivers. Their protest, we note, was at the Cow Hill Tower, very close to where Oscar was seen. And close by, there was another story this week, as the weeping willows by the river near Prince of Wales Road have had a rather strange haircut. Finally, another tree has been causing controversy, this time in Thorpe End, as local residents object to a decision to chop down a 60-year-old oak tree. John will begin with Twitter news.
A Norfolk-based bird charity was blocked from using its Twitter account after the social media site apparently took exception to its posts about woodcocks. The British Trust for Ornithology, which is based in Thetford, found itself locked out of its account after it posted a series of pictures of the endangered wader. The charity believes the algorithms, which automatically monitor the site, misinterpreted the name of the bird and blocked the account after marking the material as inappropriate. The BTO was eventually allowed to post again after the issue was raised directly with Twitter's owner, Elon Musk. But now fears mentioning other species, such as tits or shags, could trigger another ban.
Norwich's favourite otter has once again been spotted along the city's waterways. Oscar has become popular among nature-loving city folk, trying to catch a glimpse of him swimming in the Wensum. Elena Baker, 32, from the NR3 area, was walking her dog Rue along the river when she spotted Oscar splashing around near the playhouse. She said it was a real privilege to see the otter so close to the city centre. I often walk my dog along the riverside path in hope of spotting wildlife, but I've only been lucky enough to spot the resident otters 4 times in the many years I have lived in the city. City wildlife expert Liam Smith said if people are wanting to spot otters, they should be very careful not to risk disturbing the animals and keep an eye along the water's edge for any ripples or movement. Otters can be active throughout the day and night, but they are most likely to be seen in the early morning or late afternoon into the evening.
Environmental activists took to an historic landmark calling for more action to protect Norwich's waterways. Extinction Rebellion Norwich members and various members of swimming groups gathered at the 14th century Cow Tower, which sits alongside the River Wensum in Norwich. They were part of a National Day of Action led by XR members after MPs rejected the amendment of the government's Environment Bill in October 2021. Several Norfolk MPs voted against placing a new duty on water companies to reduce raw sewage discharges into the rivers. But in November 2021, Parliament approved the bill after the government put forward its own alternative, and pressure was put on MPs over the initial rejection from peers and campaigners.
There are few things more recognisable than the overarching branches and look of a weeping willow tree. However, some situated along the Wensum River between the Complete Anglers Pub and Paul's Ferry near Prince of Wales Road have been given a rather unusual trim, with an expert questioning the peculiar cut. It comes after Norwich City Council announced part of the scenic riverside walk would be shut for maintenance in January for the work to take place. John Alloway, a tree surgeon who lives in Drayton High Road, said, "It's normal to manage weeping willows by pollarding, which is acceptable when the work's done properly. However, it looks unfinished, possibly due to safety issues working over the river. Who's ever responsible for these trees should ensure that the work is completed, and if done, the trees will look good within a couple of years. Norwich City Council, which is responsible for the upkeep of the trees, admitted to the work being incomplete and reassured passerbys that the work will be completed soon. A spokeswoman for Norwich City Council said the essential tree work to the willows on the banks of the Wensum River was planned in two phases. The first has been carried out and the second will start on February the 13th. We'd like to thank everyone for their patience while it takes place.
The decision to fell a 60-year-old oak tree is being criticised as people living nearby try to save it from the chop. The Thorpe End tree, which can be found in Broadmead Green opposite Plumstead Road, has been taped off and is on the verge of being felled after fears were raised over its internal structure. However, many people have said that there is no need for the tree to be taken down, and they believe the decision made by the parish council is hasty. Richard Claxton, Great and Little Plumstead parish councillor, whose ultimate decision it was to bring down the tree, said, "There are no preservation orders on this tree, and we obtained the expert opinions of well-known tree surgeons. The damage sustained by the main stem of the tree will have already led to major fungal infestation, which will cause internal decay and, in time, its demise. The solution we've arrived at is the best compromise, taking into account public safety." However, some in the area aren't convinced. Vicky Pritchard, who used to live in Thorpe End, said, "We have an old oak at home, which also has a massive split. However, these trees can go on for years. I firmly believe it can carry on for a while."